Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the prophetic experience, where the word of the Lord comes alive, with nationally known prophet Laron Matthews. Prophet Matthews has prophesied to Kurt Franklin, Ty Trabet, Bishop Rance Allen, many world leaders, just to name a few, and he welcomes the international world and families to his ministry. He recognized the pains, hurts, disappointment, and needs of the people through love, faith, prayer, and communication. God has anointed Prophet Matthews to be able to meet the challenges of a generation and people searching for an authentic message that reaches a pressure-filled life with the strength of God's love for them. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the service. God bless you.
Recording started.
Prophet Laron Matthews Ministries welcomes you to the Friday Morning Word with Evangelist Carlina Wilkes of Indianapolis, Indiana. It is our prayer that together we can submit to His Word, submit to His call, and submit to His commission in order to stay on the path Jesus has paid for us. The first hour of the program is dedicated to the youth, so we welcome all youth and youth leaders. God bless you. Sit back and relax and enjoy the Friday Morning Word broadcast with Evangelist Carlina Wilkes.
Good morning to everybody. Hallelujah. We thank and praise God for this first Friday of September 2022. The year is almost gone. I tell you, Lord Jesus, if you've been sitting idle, you'd have missed a whole lot. But we thank and praise God for just allowing us to be here this morning. I certainly give honor, hallelujah, to the Spirit of the living God and to the host of God's people everywhere and to our visionary in his absence. Amen. To you, administrator, and all of God's people, we thank and praise God, hallelujah, for just being here today. All right, we're going to get out the way. I don't know, is Mother on the line? She may not be there. Patrice, are you there? All right. Administrator, any intercessors on the line?
I don't have that particular board pulled up at this time, Dr. Ruth.
Okay, I'll pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank and praise your name. Lord God, hallelujah, as we have come this morning with the spirit of thanksgiving and expectation, we thank and praise you, O God, hallelujah, because you are King of Kings and Lord of Lords. We thank and praise you, O God, hallelujah, Lord, for allowing us to see another day that we can glorify you, O God, and, O God, serve you, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Father, I ask right now, hallelujah, Lord, that you continuously, Lord God, hallelujah, move upon your people. Give us, oh God, hallelujah, the know-how, Lord God, how to go in and out before your people. Lord God, how to treat them, how to, Lord God, and, oh God, in the name of Jesus, speak to them. And, Lord God, show love and kindness. We thank and praise your name, Lord God, hallelujah, that you saved us out of a horrible place. And God, you brought us into this marvelous place. We glorify you and we magnify you right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we know that had it not been for you who was on our side, we don't know where we would be. And Father, hallelujah, we do nothing on our own. Lord God, you give us the strength. You give us the tenacity. You give us the knowledge. You give us the wisdom, oh God, that is needed, oh God, for this, for our lives and the journey that we're, pathway that we're on. We thank and praise your name, oh God, hallelujah, Lord, for the, oh God, that which you have given unto us, Lord, hallelujah, and even the things that we may not be satisfied with, we thank you anyway, Lord, because you said in everything to give thanks, for this is the will of God, will of concerning us in Christ Jesus. We thank you, oh God, hallelujah. Oh, Father, hallelujah. As you lead and guide us this day, Father, I pray that we do nothing on our own, but you, Lord God, hallelujah, Lord, help us, oh God, hallelujah, to do that which is right. We glorify you and we magnify you. Now, Father, we ask that everyone that listening in right now, Lord God, across the airway, God, and even in the playback, Lord, when they come, Lord God, to hear your word, that you would, oh God, have a word for them, an answer for them, oh God, that they have been listening, oh God, and waiting to hear. Lord, I thank you right now in the name of Jesus. I ask, let my flesh decrease and let you increase even the more. You have the right of way, oh God, hallelujah, in and through me, oh God. Oh God, I thank you, hallelujah, Lord, for my body is not mine, but it belongs to you. For you paid the price, oh God, on Calvary, Lord, and I thank you. I thank you right now, hallelujah, Lord, that the youth, oh God, everywhere, Lord, will be strengthened and encouraged, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We glorify you even the more, oh God, hallelujah, Lord, that not only them, oh God, but all of those that have a love, oh God, for your word, Lord God, will be touched by, hallelujah, the sound, oh God, that is in the atmosphere. Let your anointing have free course, deliver and set free in the mighty name of Jesus. Heal, oh God, hallelujah, both naturally and spiritually, oh God. Open up blinded eyes and deaf ears, oh God. Unmute the mouth, oh God, hallelujah. Oh God, of those that have been silent, oh God, too long, in the name of Jesus. I thank you right now, hallelujah, Lord, that you will do it today. We give you all praise, glory, and honor. In the magnificent, wonderful name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and amen. All right, administrators, in your hands.
Prophet Laron Matthews and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries would like to thank you for your prayers and support. Prophet Matthews invites you to become a monthly partner to help reach souls of the nations all around the world. As a monthly partner with Prophet Laron Matthews and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries, you will be a vital part of the powerful end-time army that God is raising up to bring salvation, healing, and deliverance to the nations of this world. To help accomplish our God-ordained vision, you can sow your seed at www.werestoreyou.org. That's werestoretheletteru.org. Or call 708-377-6774. Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries is a 501c3 tax-exempt ministry. God bless you.
Join Prophet Laron Matthews every Sunday morning at 11:30 a.m. and on Tuesday night at 7:30 p.m. for Facebook Live. Also, you can join Prophet throughout the week with Drive By with the Prophet for a powerful prophetic word from the Lord. You can go to Laron Matthews on Facebook and Laron Matthews Ministries and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Inc. on Facebook Live. We look forward to seeing you on Facebook Live with Dr. Prophet Laron Matthews.
Times are subject to change depending upon the availability of Dr. Prophet Laron Matthews.
Prophet Laron Matthews Ministries welcomes you to the Friday Morning Word with Evangelist Carlina Wilkes of Indianapolis, Indiana. It is our prayer that together we can submit to His Word, submit to His call, and submit to His commission in order to stay on the path Jesus has paid for us. The first hour of the program is dedicated to the youth, so we welcome all youth and youth leaders. God bless you. Sit back and relax and enjoy the Friday Morning Word broadcast with Evangelist Carlina Wilkes.
God bless you, Dr. Wilkes, and God bless everyone that's listening in on the line, even in the on the blog talk. Excuse me, I apologize. On blog talk this morning, please keep the following dates in mind. September 11th, you can join Dr. Matthews in Chicago, Illinois. All of these announcements are on his Facebook page as well as the ministry page. September the 16th to the 18th, he's going ahead to San Antonio, Texas, for Bridging the Gap, Birthing the Love Conference, hosted by our very own Prophetess Tina Rice. For more information, please reach out to Prophetess Tina Rice or the ministry at 877-912-2027. October the 28th to the 30th, we're getting ready for the Family Values Conference 2022 and the birthday celebration for Dr. Laron Matthews. More dates are continuously being added. It is usually after Dr. Matthews to be the guest speaker at your conference, your prophetic summit, your revival. He's also a licensed Christian counselor. We'll be happy to coordinate that for you by giving us a call at 877-912-2027, or you can email us at laronmatthewsministries@gmail.com. God bless you, Dr. Brooks.
God bless you as well, administrator. And again, good morning, good morning, good morning to each and every one of you here on the Prophetic Conference line. And those of you that is on Blog Talk Radio, And to all of my youth, amen. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. This is the new season. Some of you, majority of you, have started back school. And some of you are about to start back school. But whatever, wherever you at in the transition of school education, we're going to pray this morning over your schooling. And then, Administrator, do we have any questions this morning?
We don't have any in the queue right now, Dr. Rhodes.
Okay. If you do have questions this morning, you can, if you're on the blog site, you can put them in the chat. Excuse me, if you're on the conference line or the blog and you don't, and you would choose to text those questions, you can text it to 334-440-6152. That's 334-440-6152. Now, remember, no question is stupid, all right? You need an answer. If God has an answer for you, it would be provided, hallelujah, because I don't believe in making up stuff. So if you have a question, if something is on your heart, a subject matter, or whatever you've been studying, you have a question about that, you can ask your question. This is open, hallelujah, to our youth abroad, and you can come because somebody cares about your soul. Amen. And we want you to be able to survive in this community, in the community that you live in. Hallelujah. I'm going to start off this morning with prayer and praying for our youth, amen, and those that have returned back to school and those about to return to school. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. We thank you, oh God, hallelujah, for being able to cover the youth, oh God. Lord, hallelujah, from Lord, the very foundation of the beginning of the elementary, oh God, hallelujah, might be daycare, Lord, might be homeschool, Lord God, all the way up to, Lord God, to the preparatory college, oh God. Lord, in the name of Jesus, we ask, oh God, hallelujah, that you would be with the youth, oh God. Whatever the stage of education that they're in, oh God, I pray right now in the name of Jesus that you will give them the spirit of learning, oh God, and wisdom and knowledge and how to discern that which is coming to them. Lord God, hallelujah, how to make it applicable to their life, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And, oh God, those things that are not applicable, Lord, Lord, let them have the knowledge to learn how to take the test and move on from that, oh God, place. We give you glory, honor, and praise. And, Lord God, those that you know that in the past that have struggled, oh God, just to be able to, God, to get their studies done, Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus that you would give them the know-how, Lord, how, oh God, to plan it out and how to study, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Send them the help that they need, oh God, that they will not have to hate education and hate school, oh God, but begin to fall in love with it, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, I pray for the teachers, Lord, those that have come, oh God, in contact with the students, Lord. Lord God, the professors, oh God, in the university, at the universities, oh God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Let them not be ill will, Lord God, but let them be understanding. Let them be, oh God, hallelujah, concerned and compassionate, oh God, towards the students, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Let them not be provocative, oh God. And, Lord God, begin to mess with them, their minds, oh God. I pray in the name of Jesus that you would dispatch your angels, oh God, as they go out to the school, oh God. Hallelujah, Lord. In the school, around the school, oh God. Lord God, wherever way that they take their feet and step on the grounds, Lord God, even on the school buses and the cars, wherever, however the form of transportation for them to get to the school, I pray right now in the name of Jesus that your anointing, oh God, oh God, hallelujah, oh Jesus, hallelujah, Lord, will protect him, oh God. Lord God, as the season's about to change, oh God, those that don't have the bare necessities, oh God, Lord God, to go alone, Lord, you raise up, oh God, you raise up, oh God, hallelujah, Lord.
Lord, someone that have a missionary mind, oh God, Lord God, to take care of those needs, Lord, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, Lord. They stand at the schoolhouse, oh God, they don't see the children with hats and gloves and socks. Oh God, and a proper coat, oh God, hallelujah, Lord, that they will be able, oh God, hallelujah, Lord, to be a blessing, Lord. We give you the glory, the honor, and the praise, oh God. And Father, I thank you. I thank you, oh God, hallelujah, Lord, for those, oh God, hallelujah, Lord, ministries that are close to the schools, oh God. Lord God, that they will take in, oh God, hallelujah, the children, oh God, hallelujah, in aftercare school, oh God, before care school, Lord, and help, oh God, in the community, Lord. Lord God, to be able, oh God, hallelujah, Lord, to give them, oh God, hallelujah, Lord. Lord, to induce them to Jesus, hallelujah, the Lord and Savior. We give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. Now, Father, we thank you for all those things that you're about to do and what you're doing even right now. We glorify you and we magnify you in the blessed, wonderful name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. And amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Well, we thank and praise God. Hallelujah. For you, 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 and you this morning. Hallelujah. I certainly I've been wrestling. Hallelujah. It seemed like I was waking up from a dream. And I was like, Lord, what is going on, administrator? I felt like I was at this church. I said, I ain't going back there. Ooh, and what was happening, I'm telling you, it was like, I guess this was a way of letting me know that this is how the Lord wanted me to go this morning. Because the woman in the dream, she snatched up the child that I had with her, and she began to start rebuking the child and doing everything. So when the child finally was able to speak and came to herself, said, Ma, I was trying to breathe, and that lady was just, she was smothering me, and it was just horrible in the dream. But anyway, I thank God, hallelujah. The topic, I don't have a topic per se this morning, but I just want to talk to those that have influence with children, and that should be about everybody. And there is a way to handle the youth and the young people and children that we have. Now, I had 18, but now I've got 19 grandchildren. So my daughter, when she got married to her husband, she has a bonus child. And so we bond very well, all of them, all of my grandchildren. I haven't met the bonus child, but I eventually he will come to be know who the new grandma is. But I want to say this because we as adults, we have to set the example for the youth. And in that example, the thing that came to my mind was, And I was like, Lord, is this the right scripture? Is it, you know, I'm still kind of struggling with it in my mind. But anyway, I'm going to talk about, I want to turn to Proverbs. And I want to start there this morning. And as I start there, hallelujah, glory to God, I want us to understand, we're going to read Proverbs 29, and we're going to read verses 15 and verse number 19, okay? 15 and 17, all right? So let us go there. If you have your Bibles, that's where we're gonna start off at. And the Word of God reads, Proverbs 29 and 15, the rod and reproof is wisdom. But a child left to himself bringeth his mother to shame. I'm going to drop down to verse 17. Correct thy son, they shall give thee rest. Yea,
he shall give the light to thy soul. All right? Correct thy. Now, I want to go back here to another passage of scripture in the New Testament. And it talks to the Father, and it says Ephesians 6:4. And it says, and ye fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Colossians 3:21 says, Father, provoke not your children to anger, lest they be discouraged. So here we have Old New Testament that mentions the mother, and New Testament that mentions the father. But at any rate, I want to say to both mother and father, we have a great responsibility. The word of the Lord says that children are an inheritance. They are supposed to be a blessing to us. But when we see the children today, most of them are raising themselves. Most of them are doing anything and everything that they're big and bad enough to do. The parents are just whatever little X and little Y wants to do, they let them do it. The children are telling the parents how they, the children are pretty much running the house. But as parents, we worry about how the law is telling us that what we can't do with our children. And I want to even say this in the spiritual, because a lot of times, spiritual parents as well, they might feed the children, and then they just let them go on about their way. They have a responsibility as well as a spiritual parent. Now, I'm talking about those that sit in your flock, in your congregation. We have to be in a place where we know how to treat them and how, I don't want to say train, but how to communicate and how to embrace them and how to love on them so that they would not get OOC out of control. And sometimes they have been left to do whatever they want to do for so long. Then when they get OOC, then you want to raise up. And then you want to beat little Johnny and little Susie. That ain't going to work. You cannot, if you're not communicating with them along the way, you will have a hot mess on your hand. So here in the scripture is telling us that the rod, proof, gives wisdom. Are we not talking about beating them like they, you know, like they animals? But there's ways I really want to say discipline. Now, I know when I was growing up, the way my parents disciplined me, Lord, have mercy. Woo, hallelujah. I didn't go to jail. Too scared to steal. And I thank God for it right now.
But I was like, it could have been done another way. I'm sure it could. But I was one of those children that you didn't have to really thank me. All you had to do was say something to me and hurt my feelings, and that was enough. You could just, you know, I grieve if I'm in the store or I'm somewhere and there is an adult with a child or with a young person, and they cussing them out, and, oh, my goodness, I'm like, okay, this is too much. And then the minute they go to say a cuss word or the minute they go and repeat what you said, you're ready to take them out. But where do you think they got that from? Think they got from being mean and evil? Why do you think that they go to school and the teacher complaining about them being a bully? And the teacher's complaining about little Johnny and little Susie. I'm sorry, Johnny and Susie, if you're on the line. I'm going to give another name. If little X and little Y is just all out of control, that they learned it from you, the parent. You have caused them to be provoked. Come on now. Provoked to wrath. They got it all bottled up. And they got it all, they hate you and ready to get out the house. And they joining gangs and all kind of other stuff and getting attached to the wrong crowd because that crowd is showing them the attention that they want because they're not getting it at home. Even if they get attention at home, are they getting the right attention? Are they getting godly attention? Are they getting godly instruction? Are they getting... have you asked them, how was your day at school today? What, did you learn something? Some people are like, oh, you know, that's what they go to school for. No, you as parents must take the time out. I said, Lord, this is an assignment here for real. Must take the time out. My children, I got to talk about it. I told them when they was going to school, if you get suspended from school, I'm not going to talk to you no more. And it's going to be a situation. Oh, my goodness. My oldest, he would always get in school suspension because he knew. He knew that, you know, that it was going to be a situation. But I tell you one thing. I thank God. Hallelujah. I was having a conversation with my cousin the other day. She was saying, Cousin Carlina, I was just scared. I was scared to skip and different things she was talking about because she was raised up with my children. So she's like my daughter. She was just saying some of the things that the discipline and the different things that I did with them. She didn't understand them then. She said, but I sure understand now. And as a mother, as a father, we want our children to not be on the wayward side. But let us count up the cost. Let us count up the cost because there, God is holding us responsible to how we treat them, how we communicate with them, how we discipline them. And this is important. This is important because the world has a way, and their way will cause more damage than it would good. We holler and scream about they shouldn't have done this and they shouldn't have done this. Yes, we know that there is innocent children and have gotten murdered over something, misunderstanding, or somebody because of somebody's evil thoughts in their mind, and they let the devil go carry them to a place that they shouldn't be. We know that's in the land. regardless of whatever nationality is in the land. But I want to say this. Just think about it. Just think if that mom and that dad had really, really taken the time. And I'm not talking about the ones that had an incest with their children. I'm not talking about the ones that having parties with them and they smoking and drinking it up and partying with the children and trying to be their friends. Mm-mm. I am the parent. We ain't got time to be friends. Friends? No. Friends is for you to have at school in which appears. We have to understand that there is a proper place for me in the relationship as the parent. And sometimes when we are so busy trying to be friends with them, they lose respect of the authority that you and I would have if we just had been in the proper place that God has put us in. So let's talk about it. Our subject, always let's talk about it. Let's talk about the children left to themselves. What happens when we, as adults, what happens when we don't treat the children in the proper manner? We leaving the door open for Satan to come in and set up camp. We leaving the door open when we don't take the time to pray about their future, pray about what they're doing, to take them and show them the proper way of budgeting, proper way of how to shop, the proper way, you know, it's not proper for us to take and go work eight to 40 hours a week and some overtime if necessary, and little X and little Y come along and say, well, I want the latest Jordan, and we got a water bill to do, and we got gas bill to do, and we got to buy gas and for the car and the insurance and buy groceries. But no, we want to make sure that Johnny is happy. I'm sorry, Johnny, I did it again. We want to make sure that Y is happy and X is happy. So what do? We go to the store knowingly that there is something that is on the line. That is, do we count up the cost? That is not being a good steward. A good steward is just not only also talking about your money, but a good steward is talking about your time. And how that you are disciplining yourself. How I'm disciplining myself in the matter. God is going to hold us accountable. Accountable. And he said if when we left, he will bring them to the mother to shame. Just think about it. When that child does something wrong, the first thing come out of folks' mouth, I know I should say it, where the mama at? How in the world is this child doing all of this? What happened at home? Where is the mother? Where is the father? Why are these children behaving the way that they're behaving? Embarrassing. That's what it is. It's embarrassing. So we are tempted. When we are tempted to give up and to let them do what they want, or when we wonder if we have ruined every chance of have to have a loving relationship with them, what will God say? What would God say? God left it on record. And now I have said it. We said, ain't nobody, they should have wrote us a manual on how to raise a child. Well, it is. It's in the word of God. And some of us, hallelujah, all we had to do was ask God. God, how? I can talk about mine. That oldest one of mine, he couldn't wait to get buck wild. He has a gift waiting to be used by God. Oh, my God. All my children are talented. That oldest one, he just, in a minute, something go wrong. What does he do? He come running. Mama, pray. I got to, son, did I not teach you how to pray? Have you not once walked with the Lord? God is trying to tell you something. That's what the first thing I told. What is God saying to you? Are you listening? He's trying to pull you back in. Because you done got out there and then got buck wild like the prodigal son and then just committed yourself to the citizens of the land. And God gave me something about that. In that, I was like, Lord Jesus, I was getting ready to pray. And the Lord says, I want you to look at the prodigal son's testimony a little different. He went and squandered everything that he had. Yeah, he did, because he wanted to get out. Now, the father was treating him nice. Father wasn't mistreating him or anything. But the prodigal, who we consider is the one that went out and spent all of his money and get engaged in other activities that he was not introduced to. But the prodigal was the one that was really in the house. He was the one that was envious. He was the one that was jealous. He was the one that was mean and unkind, because it all came out in the end when the father did not do what he wanted them to do, okay? So let's look at this. We have a way. We sing right well, just like before. I don't know how to really tie this in here, but I'm going to mention it. Job prayed for his children. They went out and partied and everything, and that was the end of them. When the enemy touched, okay, he destroyed them because he knew that God was praying. I mean, that he knew that Job was praying to God for their protection. Sometimes, friends, listening audience, if we do what we're supposed to do, those things may happen. But let's say if the things happen and we didn't do what we were supposed to do, could it have been avoided? Think about it. Think about it. And let's talk about it. Verse number 19 and 17 again in Proverbs. Correct thy son, and he shall give thee rest. And I thought about that as I was reading it. I said, Lord, he going to have rest? He said, sure. You don't have anything to worry about if you've done your part. If you and I done what the Lord has said, follow the instructions, what God has done, we will have rest. We're going to have rest because God will be pleased with our actions. Now, if the child go out and do something that they know that they should not have done, and you have trained them right, you're not responsible, even though we feel like that. Where did I go wrong? That's what I said it. I remember, administrator, I'm quite sure you remember this. When we started the blog talk, and right as I was beginning to really, really encourage the young people, my youngest daughter, the last one at home, she decided to get beside herself, and she decided to sneak out the window. I get up in the morning to start blog talk. I was dumbfounded. I was like, what in the world? Be missing for days. Didn't know where the child was. all because she let a knucklehead get in her ear, start talking against her parents. Now, this is a child. I'm going and I'm spending time and taking her to her little sessions. And she was a junior police officer for, because they have that program called Explore, and I talked about it before. If your child is 13 years old, you just get with the Boys Club of America in your area, and they have, the child can explore career pathways that they can be able to, they want to be a chef, if they want to be a nurse, if they want to be a lawyer, if they want to be a fireman or a police, they can explore those things without you having to spend a whole lot of money in college to see if they like it, and then if they can do, they can go on and finish it up in college. But she was in there. She was junior police officer. I mean, working right along the side of real-life police officers, getting trained, going to the 911, to the morgue, to all the different things, crime scenes and directing traffic and doing all that stuff. And she let a knucklehead get in her ear. I was devastated. And, of course, here comes the enemy. See, you're supposed to be a preacher. See, you talking to the young people and you can't even control your own. And I thank God for one of my sisters in the Lord. I was laying, I'll never forget it. Administrator, I was on the couch like just wailing. After I got off the radio, and I was just like, I was sick to my stomach, crying, like, what in the world? Where did I go wrong? And she talked to me, and she said some things to me to encourage me. She said, you know this is the enemy. Look at everything that you're doing, trying to help youth everywhere. So he going to have to come and try to mess up your mind. And this is where we as ministers, we as laborers in the gospel, when we have an opportunity to reach out and help somebody else, their youth, it's a blessing because we don't want them to provoke that child to go into areas that they should not go into. So let's talk about it. Let us look at this. And it says, he shall give delight unto thy soul. Because when you're resting in the Lord and allowing the Lord to be able to give you that inner peace, God will begin to show you exactly what is the turnaround, how it's going to be. I'm trying to encourage the youth as well as the parents, whether you natural parents or spiritual parents. This is necessary because sometimes people don't take the time to communicate. If you have an opportunity to sit down and eat breakfast, lunch, or dinner with that child, do so. If you have a time, and just like we make dates with our mates, make dates with your children. Show interest in them. Have your own picnic in the living room. Make movie night. Do something. Okay. Oh, my God. Even in the dream, I know this is God, because even in my dream, I saw a whole choir stand of children and how that the adults were coming along and helping the young person that was directing, and they were participating, and they were miming, and they were doing all kind of things in this dream. And I was like, Lord, this is wonderful. But we don't want to be like Eli. We don't want to be like Eli because his children, his son, killed in battle. And when Eli heard that, he fell backwards, broke his neck, and died.
we as saints, we want to be careful. So let's go to Ephesians. Ephesians chapter 6 again. I want to go up before verse number 5. And I want to start with verse number 1. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise. Honor them. They may not be the best parents that walk in the face of the earth, but honor them. And I'm sure that others that's on this line, they don't have their parents like I don't have mine. There is not a day that go by, and I don't want to start crying. There's not a day that don't go by that I wish my parents were still here, that I can call and hear their voice one more time. Oh, God. Hallelujah. I have two plants in my house that I got from when my dad passed. And I named one of them May, after my mother, and I named the other one Carl. And I'm like, I go by and I talk to them plants. Now, I know that sounds kind of crazy, and I'm not making them out of there, but you have to really do talk to plants, because sometimes they be just staying there, and they say that sounds crazy. But I'm like, hey, May, hey, Carl, how y'all doing today? And then I just keep giving them some water when they need some water, took them outside, gave them some sunshine, and put them back up there and keep on moving, okay? But the thing is, what I'm trying to say is, I honor my parents. They may have not been able to do everything that they wanted to do, but they did the best they could. Now, my mother, every time my birthday came, she was like, I got to make sure I get you something. I said, Ma, this ain't, you don't have to get me anything. I'll be trying to make sure that I do for her. And the same thing with my dad. I don't look for them to give me anything. I'm looking for me to always take the time out to show my appreciation for just allowing me to be me and to love back on me and call and check on me. So this was the first commandment. I honor my parents, my father and my mother. But the next verse says that it may be well with thee and thou mayest live long on the earth. And there is some children, my God, I be want to bust them up. I ain't going to even lie. I sure said I want to bust them up, cause they be in grown folks' business. They even some of my grandchildren. Oh my goodness, one of them, I hate to see her coming. I ain't gonna even lie, cause I know she got a mouth, and she got it from her mother and how she talks to people, and she starts up, and I be like, son, better get that in check. Because that right there, ooh, Jesus, she make me want to snatch her up. But they know. They come around Nana, Nana ain't going to play. Nana going to make them sit down, and Nana going to make them act right, and Nana going to make them treat each other right. Because if not, you going to get the rod of correction for real. If it has to be my flip-flop off of my feet, you're going to get it. Oh, Jesus. And it says that it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long on the earth. Now, here we go. And ye fathers. So this text right here, talking about family relationships. Ye fathers, provoke not your children to wrath. Provoke them not to wrath. Are we mistreating them?
Are we mistreating them by not being a provider? Are we mistreating them by not making sure that they didn't ask to come here? They didn't ask to be mistreated. And sometimes, because there was an absentee parent in our life, that doesn't cause for us to be an absentee parent in our children's lives. But provoke them not to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. We have an opportunity to correct. I ain't say buy them love, but show them love. Show them respect so that they can know how to carry themselves and be productive and good citizens. Now, my oldest one, he might get out there and party, but that boy will work like a choo-choo train. I'm telling you, every time, Mom, I got to go to work. Mom, what you, I'm at work. I just got off of work. Mom, I'm getting me two jobs. Now, he might not do everything he's supposed to do, but he will work. That's one thing I can say. And do we tell him about himself for not treating his girl the way that he should? Gotta go hold you responsible, son. That's my job as a mother. My husband talks with them, and he gives them counsel. This is what we're supposed to do. Servant, be obedient to them that are your masters according to the flesh with fear and trembling. Ain't talking about being scared, but just dishonor and doing what's right in singleness in your heart as unto Christ. You're doing it like you're doing it for Christ, not with eye service as man pleases, but as the service of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart with good will, doing service as the Lord and not to men. Whatever we're doing, are we doing it the way that God would know that, hallelujah, he will be pleased with our life? Are we treating our fellow man? That's not just the children. Are we treating our fellow man with just like, I know I done made some mistakes this past week. And the last part, oh, my God. I said, God, what is wrong with Carlina? Lord, allow me. I got to go on a journey. I got to go on a journey because Carlina, something is wrong, and Carlina got to be put in check. Carlina is trying to raise up and not stay dead. Carlina don't need to be coming out. Mm-mm. She needs to stay buried. It needs to be up under the blood. Oh, as the word of God says, some things come out by fasting and prayer. Some things is the turnaround in our way we're thinking, the turnaround in our personality, the turnaround in our attitudes and the way that we conduct ourselves in relationship with others. It takes fasting. It takes prayer for God to begin to help us that right early in the morning. And so when we do this, hallelujah, God will help us. But let us not provoke them to anger. Let us not do the things that is convenient for us, but let us do it that is well-pleasing to God. And so this morning I just wanted to have this talk. For whatever reason that God wanted to come forth, somebody is had to hear some good, sound instruction about relationships, how that we are conducting ourselves with our youth, with our fellow man, with how we even carry ourselves. We're bought with a price. We're bought with a price, and that is the blood of Jesus Christ. We are ambassadors. We are his representatives. And are we causing someone to be turned away from Christ in the way that we act? Are we provoking somebody to anger that they don't want to have no parts of the church? Naturally, in the four-wall congregation, or spiritually, because they are saying, ain't nothing to them. They act just like we act. So why do I need to be saved? I'm saved. If they saved, I'm saved too. I done heard somebody say that. Let us examine ourselves and see if we are in alignment with the word. All right, administrator, give us a commercial and come back. We're going to open up the floor for comment and questions.
Prophet LaRon Matthews Ministries welcomes you to the Friday Morning Word with Evangelist Carlina Wilkes of Indianapolis, Indiana. It is our prayer that together we can submit to his word, submit to his call, and submit to his commission in order to stay on the path Jesus has paid for us. The first hour of the program is dedicated to the youth, so we welcome all youth and youth leaders. God bless you. Sit back and relax and enjoy the Friday Morning Word broadcast with Evangelist Carlina Wilkes.
Join Prophet LaRon Matthews every Sunday morning at 11:30 a.m. and on Tuesday night at 7:30 p.m. for Facebook Live. Also, you can join Prophet throughout the week with Drive By with the Prophet for a powerful prophetic word from the Lord. You can go to LaRon Matthews on Facebook and LaRon Matthews Ministries and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Inc. on Facebook Live. We look forward to seeing you on Facebook Live with Dr. Prophet LaRon Matthews.
Times are subject to change depending upon the availability of Dr. Prophet LaRon Matthews.
Still there, administrator?
Yes, ma'am, I'm here. God bless you, Dr. Wilson. God bless everyone that's listening in the chat room this morning. We welcome everyone that's listening. We have statements about that's saying thank you so much for this teaching on this morning. It truly, truly helped. We have a series of statements that just responded to things that you were saying. We don't have any direct questions at this time, but we welcome all the youth that are listening in and the youth leaders that are listening in this morning. God bless you, Dr. Wilkes.
God bless you as well. All right, for those that's on the blog side, if you do have a comment and you want it to be audible, you can press 1 on the dial of your phone and come right in. Remember that at any time that anyone can chat by text, and that number is 334-440-6152. All right? I'm going to open up the floor on the conference line, and anyone on the conference line that have a comment, you can star six your line and come right on in. Anyone that have a comment on the conference line. Amen. And I want to give a shout out this morning to Mother Jackson. Some of you have heard her come on the line before, and I want the world to know what a blessing she has been to me as a mother figure. And I'm going to try not to Mother Jackson, she doesn't even know that she's reminding me a lot of my grandmother. I haven't told her this. But this week in the mail, actually a couple of days ago, administrative, she heard me talk about my dad and how much I cared for my dad and how that my relationship with my dad. And she drew a picture of me with my dad standing behind me. I'm going to post it on Facebook. But I when I opened up the box and I saw it, the tears just start flowing, and I was like, "Oh my God, this is beautiful!" And I want Mother Jackson to know. I told her this is privately, but I'm saying it to the world. It touched my heart because I said, for me, that the little things that people do for me, those of you that pray for me, know that Evangelist Carlina Wilkes, I appreciate every prayer. I don't have to know you, but if you're praying for me, know this is from my heart. Your prayers are helping me. Sometimes I feel so lonely, but I know that I'm not, because I have those that care about me, those in it. And I just thank God for my husband, and I thank God for my children and all of my cousins, and, you know, all of them. But I really thank God for the saints and those that I don't know that take the time out to just call my name out or have dropped a note to the administrator and let them know how much they appreciate that I have said to in on this conference line. You are dear to me, and I care about your soul. I care about us going to heaven together. But remember, when I started on this journey, I said, I'm not going to heaven by myself, but I'm going to take somebody with me. And in order for me to take somebody with me, I have to know how to entreat and be kind and loving. Lately, I've been like, okay, a little slipping somewhere because I've had a couple meltdowns because of how somebody treated me. I ain't cussing nobody out, no. But and the Lord had to remind me, you don't fight your battle. Let me fight your battle. Let me do it. Because when you do it, you mess up. I had to say, okay, Lord, forgive me. Let me get this flesh in subjection. Time to go back on the fast. All right. But I bless God for you. I just want the world to know, Carlina, appreciate you getting up in the morning and listening, for thus said the Lord, and see what God has to say to all of us, because it's to me as well it is to you. And there's a reason why God gives me what he gives me. I may not understand it right then and there, but by and by, it will show up. It will show up later on, if not sooner than later. So is there anyone that have a question or a comment this morning from the blog side?
All right.
Say what?
All the lines are clear.
All the lines are clear. Good. All right, then. We thank and praise God for you, and I'm going to pray. We're not going to be on here long today. Amen. Because I want to make sure. Now, I heard somebody clicking. Did somebody come on? All right. Please join us tomorrow morning. The marriage forum, the three-strand cord. Amen. With Team Simmons. Apostle Simmons and Prophetess Simmons, beautiful saints of God, strong teachers and leaders, amen, as they come the way that God has given them to minister to men and women, amen, about marriage and relationship, whether you widowed, whether you are single, whether you're divorcee, whether you're struggling in your marriage or you're about to get married, amen. Come and join us at 5 a.m. Central Standard Time, amen. 14 Simmons, amen, hallelujah, and hear what God has given to them to feed us. We appreciate them in a special way, hallelujah. So with that being said, continue to remember that God is on the throne. He cares about you and I. If there is an issue, you young people need somebody to talk to, please get in contact with us. Text that number, 334-440-6152. Call that number, leave a voicemail. An administrator will let us know, Dr. Wills, because she has. A young person said this, this, and this, and they want you to know it. She will get the message to me. Or one of the team members of the ministry, and we will pray about the situation on the midnight prayer. All right? So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. We thank you for what our ears have heard, what you have allowed us to partake of on this day. We thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, that you care about us. And, Father, you don't want to have us to be lost. You don't want us to be weak when we can be strong. You don't want us to entreat each one another in an ill manner. But, Father, you want us to show love and kindness according to your word. I thank you for the instructions that you have left on record for us to follow, Lord, as leaders and parents. Oh, God, I thank you, hallelujah, that you have left instructions for us as children, how to honor our parents, both naturally and spiritually. We glorify you, oh, God, because, God, you have every basis covered when it comes to life. We thank and praise your name, oh, God, hallelujah, that you will continue to help us, Lord, hallelujah. Lord, I thank you. I praise you, oh God, and we give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. In the magnificent, wonderful name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. And we say shalom to you. It's in your hand, administrator.
Territory, fighting unseen enemies like never before.